Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here. So I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, by the way, kindergarten to fifth grade, PE. And today I want to keep going with the equipment theme that I've been going with the past few episodes. And this one is about free equipment and how do we go about getting free equipment. Because free is always good. Free is actually great. And if you already have the basics, I think going for this extra stuff is even better. And if you don't even have the basics and you just need a few things, well, that's good too, because that's why we're here. So today I'm going to highlight five different things and different ways of getting free equipment. So here we go. Now I have done another episode on writing grants, and we'll talk about grants in a little bit, but I want to kind of go a little more in depth with this instead of just listing things. So the first one, though, is First Tee, and the First Tee is, I believe, only in America. I'm not positive, but we could check that out. So the First Tee is golf, and they are oversized golf clubs and use tennis balls, and like they catch on Velcro targets, and it is just fantastic. Because I talked in one of the episodes about, you know, what do we do? How do we get golf clubs? And so I briefly talked about it, but the First Tee, you need to go through a course, and it's a couple hours long, but it's worth it. You learn a lot, and you learn about how to play the games, and if you're not sure about just how to hold a club, which, you know, I played golf pretty much my whole life. I'm not like an expert or anything, but I'm okay. And you learn how to do all these things, and then they send you free everything. Send you free wedges and free putters and the tennis balls. I mean, like a ton of them, and the targets. And it's just really worth it, and it's free. You just have to put the work in, and that's the main thing for a lot of these, is putting the work in is what's required, you know, to get these things. So number one is the First Tee. All right, number two are tennis balls. And I did talk about those earlier in one of the episodes, I believe the first one. So tennis balls, I mean, you can get them almost anywhere, but the best way to get them is just go to a local tennis shop or golf course, if they have tennis courts there, and just ask if they're getting rid of tennis balls. I mean, I've told you before, if you tuned into one of the early episodes, that I didn't even know this guy was around. This guy approached me next door where I live, actually, the tennis pro, and he just started bringing over just bags. Like, I'm talking about big garbage bags of tennis balls. And he asked me if I wanted them. I'm like, sure. So every now and then, he'll just bring me over tennis balls. And I have given some away to a friend of mine that's also a PE teacher that was my para. I mean, they're free. Free is always good. Tennis balls, as a matter of fact, we used just the other day when it was, you know, we're outside. It was, everything was wet because of the rain from the night before. Instead of going inside, we all, 125 of us, 130 of us, stayed outside under the pavilion, and I gave them each a tennis ball, and we were doing different drills with them, and we even followed along to Kevin Tiller's cha-cha slide with, we used tennis balls instead of basketballs because I don't have 120 basketballs or whatever, 130 basketballs. But I have 130 or more tennis balls, so we use those. And if I have one piece of equipment that I have a ton of, it's tennis balls, but we use them for points. We use those for throwing and catching, obviously. We use them for balancing on a tennis racket. We use them all the time. We use them just in all sorts of games. They could be targets on top of a cone. So tennis balls are a great thing, and they're free. Get them. All right, number three is actually something I'm working on today. Well, I worked on last night, and I'm going to keep working on, is the U.S. Tennis Association, or USTA, the Net Generation. And I actually talked to them today at the Shape America convention booth that they were in the exhibit hall. And what you need to do is sign up for that and go through some of the videos and the programs. And it's a process, but, you know, at the end, you get free equipment. You get free these sort of modified rackets and tennis balls. They're a little different than tennis, I think. They're some different kind of tennis balls, that not just regular that I just talked about, number two, but you know, you get instructions, you get the games, and again, you got to put the work in, but it's free and it's worth it. So go for it. That's number three, tennis. All right, number four, hockey. Now, not everyone has access to hockey teams, probably like I do, where we have a local hockey team and not too far away. I'm actually in Tampa, right? I'm not kidding you, like a street or two away from where the Tampa Bay Lightning play right now, because I'm at the conference. I'm in my hotel room actually right now. And they just, they had a playoff game here tonight, so it was super busy, and they won. Or last I checked, they were in 3-0. I'm sure they won. So anyways, someone reached out to me from the Tampa Bay Lightning. And again, they're 2 hours north of us where I live, where I teach. And they're going to come out. They're doing this for a few schools in the district. They're going to come out and present on street hockey. And then they're going to give us a bunch of stuff. Sticks, jerseys. I think maybe even some goalie stuff, some goals, just all sorts of stuff. Now, if you don't have that near you, and not everyone does, I understand, reach out to any local team. I have two local baseball teams nearby, affiliates of the big leagues, Red Sox and Twins. I have two colleges nearby, and I'm sure you do too. And then the hockey team, like I said, they reached out to me, but along with that, you could also do a spirit night, which we did with our local hockey team, the Everblades. And they're right down the street. They're like 15 minutes from us, 20 minutes from us. And we did a spirit night there where we earned over $400 for our PE program, where I believe tickets were like $15, $16 and something like that to our school. Maybe it was $14, but they got 10, we got the rest, basically. I think maybe it was $4 a ticket that we got. But they had all added up. We had a big night there, and I think it was like $435 or something we raised. So you can get free equipment, and if you can't, do a spirit night, and then you can get the equipment that way. So number four is hockey, or any local team. All right, number five, I will go back to writing grants, and I've talked about this quite a bit here and there. So I'm going to mention some of the things we got in the past that were free. We got a big grant in the beginning when I first started writing grants, with pedometers, heart rate monitors. There are these funky cones, which I talk about sometimes, which I just want to cry every time I think about them because they broke. But that allowed us to get other equipment, like fitness equipment. One time, a while ago, there was a grant for that we wrote for. We got basketballs for free. Just all sorts of stuff. But the big one was the rail yard obstacle course. We wrote a grant for it. It was $7,300. We got it for free. And we just put the work in. And I know not everybody has grants, you know, just at their fingertips. But our district does offer grants. As long as you put the work in. And sometimes you have to do a lot of work and make it into a project and show growth with students, like math scores or reading scores or something like that. So, you know, tie that stuff together and write a grant. You never know. So that's number five. All right. So now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right. Your tip of the day is look around your district. Look around your county. There's got to be some stuff out there that's free that can benefit you. There's got to be something. And if you put the work in, and some of these aren't even local. The USTA is not local. It's everywhere. The First Tee, you know, just go online. I know I've never done this before, but I know like Mike Graham, who I've talked about before, he wrote a grant for bowling. So there's other sports, other things out there that you can write grants for. So look around, and it's not just grants. Like I said, there's free stuff. Just go to your local tennis pro or local, you know, golf pro shop and see what they have. You never know. You never know what they're getting rid of or they don't need anymore. Or if a hockey team just has old jerseys they'll give you for, you know, for your program. Anything. Look around, put the calls in, put the work in, and get the free stuff. It's worth it. Go for it. Let's go. And that's your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, tune in to supersizephysed.com for lots of free stuff, videos of things I talk about in here, just the podcast itself that you're listening to, all sorts of stuff. And sign up for our newsletter, and I'll link up also the free ebook that I put out. So join the revolution. Join the Supersize Phys Ed PE revolution. You guys and girls are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in, and take care. And here is a new beat for you.